The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Our friends at PodSwag.com have gotten an incredible promotion for you right now. When you purchase any of our glassware, such as pint glasses or La Greca pub glasses, you'll get 30% off. That's right, 30% off on all of our glassware, which is the lifeblood for all our daddy sodas and La Greca shit. So take advantage of this deal while you can, because supplies won't last. Once they're gone, they're gone. So the glassware that we have available at podswag.com/bustedopen, that's it. So when they're sold, you ain't going to see them again. So make sure you go to podswag.com/bustedopen. I am drinking currently out of my Busted Open Bully Ray glass.
Nice.
So I'm drinking out of that. So and then once the show is over, maybe even before the show is over, I have my Stone Cold Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA, and I'll be drinking that out of my La Greca Daddy Soda pub glass. Make sure you get them right now at podswag.com/bustedopen and get 30% off.
Coming to you live from Los Angeles, home of WrestleMania 39, this is Busted Open.
Joining us right now is WWE Hall of Famer Edge. Edge, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, guys. I was prepared to be there today. I had my Angel Dust shirt or a Pearl Jam shirt,
whichever
way I wanted to go, either to instigate or feel like we're brothers.
Edge, I got to say this. I was listening to a lot of Faith No More on the plane from Jersey to L.A., so I'm definitely in the mood. I would have loved to have seen you with that Angel Dust t-shirt. And yes, you probably would have had some curse words your way if you were wearing a Pearl Jam t-shirt. But I do want to say this, Edge, and Mark just brought this up. Since your return, and, you know, Tommy said it as well. I mean, amazing matches, but everything different. I mean, you have, it's almost like, you know, fantasy.
It's like a chameleon.
Yeah, it's like the type of matches you've had, all different since your comeback. You got to be proud of your resume since you've come back.
You know, I try not to look in the past too much, to be honest, but, like, they've been following me for a documentary throughout this whole thing and showed me some of the footage, and I was like, wow, that's a lot of different stuff. And I'm proud of that. You know, I'm proud that I've tried some different stuff. I didn't just come back and want to do the greatest hits. I wanted to try and tap into some different things. So whether that was Judgment Day and trying to turn heel, or whether that was, you know, the kind of old time baby face, True Grit kind of character, or, you know, just Hell in a Cell matches, whatever the story was. I really, when I look at this, I just always think we're storytellers. We make movies.
Edge, did you try intentionally to make it different, or did it just happen that way? I'm sitting here kind of at a loss because guys are not supposed to be innovative when they get late in their careers. You kind of go and play the hits. Kind of been the way that it's been. Like, was it your intention to be different?
Yeah, because I love this. And I always try and put myself in the perspective of sitting in the seat. And sure, it's great to see somebody come back and do what they always do. That's cool for a little bit. But, you know, I always think recreation is fun and trying stuff. And even if it falls flat, hey, you tried something. You know, I understand why a band plays a different set list every night rather than just doing the hits that everybody wants to hear, because for them, they want to try and create something different. They want to try and create a different atmosphere, a different mood, a different experience for their fans. And I still try to throw enough of the stuff that people know in there, but I really wanted to try new stuff. And I look at, you know, there's a lot of guys that I think there. Jericho's a guy that does it. Taker was a guy that did it. You know, I don't know. I didn't want to come back and just do the same old, same old. I really wanted to try and come back and with this last run, go, okay, what can I do that's different? What can I do that will be fun and interesting for me and hopefully for the audience as well? And, man, I'm so happy that if you look at this Judgment Day story, it started last year at WrestleMania. And in today's climate, we're going to end it at this year's WrestleMania. Like a full year program. And the goal of it was to raise the profile of Damian Priest and Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley. And then the ultimate surprise and is Dom. Through all of this. And I'm so happy to see that. I think they're all in a better place than they were. And that's not because of me. I'm not saying that. But I think throughout this storyline, they've all been built to better places. And I think that's evident by their places on the show, too, this year.
Edge, Finn Balor, and the Demon, one in the same, but completely different in the ring. Do you have a different strategy in the ring with the Demon as you would Finn Balor?
Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, Finn is, I mean, we all know what he is, right? What he brings to the table in terms of his skill, where he's been worldwide, what he can do in the ring. I always love when guys or girls have alter egos that they can dip into. I always dug that. That they can pull out every once in a while and it stays special.
It's an alter ego. We call him Dickhead.
Wow.
Wow. Sorry? Why would you say that?
I said LaGreca has an alter ego. We call him Dickhead.
That's terrible.
Wow. Come on.
My wife is. Wait a second. My wife is listening. My wife's. My whole family is listening to this show today, Bully.
I was trying to pop Edge.
You know what, Bully?
Edge, you see what I got to deal with.
Mission accomplished.
You know what, Bully? You have one, and that is asshole. So there you go.
I raise you.
Tommy, can you go, please?
Sure. I'm glad I can be the instigator for all of this, by the way.
I can see you right now stirring the pot. Just stirring it.
Edge, you keep talking about your last run, and which kind of leads me towards thinking that you're thinking of either hanging it up or, you know, this is going to end soon. Number one, I would say, I mean, as your friend and as a fan, you're putting on some of your best work. How would you want to leave? Or two, are you really thinking about saying goodbye?
So, listen, I don't want to be the guy who, when a young guy like Austin Theory or something looks at the lineup sheet and goes, I got Edge. Whew, all right, this is going to be some work. I don't want to get there. I want Austin Theory to look at it and go, whoa, okay, cool, I get to work Edge. Just like I did when I looked at the sheet and saw him working Mr. Perfect. You know, that's the feeling I want guys to still have. That's the feeling I want the audience to have. I don't want to go past my sell-by date, and I'm very cognizant and aware that that's coming. You know, I'm going to be 50 in October. There's only so far you can go at the level that I want to be able to do it at. You know what I mean? I still want to be able to be involved in a Hell in a Cell at WrestleMania if I'm around with a guy like Finn Balor, who's at the top of his game. I don't want to stick around until that's not the case. So, perfect world, I'd love to retire in Toronto. Do I know exactly when that is? No, I don't. There's a lot of mitigating factors into that. But this is the last run. There's no doubt about that. The minute that I came out of the Royal Rumble in 2020, it started my last run. I mean, there's no other way around it. And is that last run going to be 3 years? Well, it's already past 3 years. We're moving into four now. Will it make it to five? I'm not entirely sure. That's going to be up to my body, which feels great. My mind, which still feels like it's clicking on more cylinders than it ever has. So, you know, I don't know. I still have a few things on the list that I'd like to check off, people that I'd like to work. So, I don't know. But more importantly than all of that, I love being home with my girls.
Yep. Wow. When are you going to join the 50 Club?
October.
October also. So you're going to come back on with us, and we're going to do a celebration, birthday celebration with Edge?
As long as it doesn't involve too many cheesecakes.
Brother, I'm going to mail you a Carnegie Deli cheesecake if you come on the show. I won't send you the 12-inch this time. I'll get like an 8.
You know what, though, Edge? Okay, Mark brings up a good point. Mark brings up a really good point, because I remember when you did have to step away and retire, you talked about, hey, now I can enjoy ice cream again. And, like, you had, then coming back and being in phenomenal shape like you are, how difficult was it to kind of just change your mindset again, change your physical, like, what you were doing? Like, how difficult was that for you to do?
Actually, it wasn't, because it was the girls. I have my two daughters that really caused the change. It's been documented. Beth and I went through a rough year losing, our parents, and that got us in a really, like, looking back now, we're depressed, and who wouldn't be, right? But it was carrying the girls upstairs one night for bedtime, and I was pretty blown up when I got to the top of the stairs, and I went, well, hold on. Now, wrestling's not even anywhere on the horizon. The ship's on the other side of the world. Like, I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking I gotta get healthy for these girls, because we started having kids when I was 40. So I'm gonna be an older dad. I'm gonna be Gandalf taking them to, high school dances and dropping them off. But I want to be healthy. So that started it. And then from there it became discipline again. And once it's discipline, then it's just second nature. Gym in the house, I got no excuses. So all I gotta do is walk out to that garage, and if I don't do that, then I'm an asshole. So between that, between changing the diet, it just flipped everything. It flipped my mindset and made me realize my mom wouldn't want me to be doing this. She'd want me to be out crushing life. And so that's what did it, And then everything started feeling great. And from there, it was like doing all my own stunt scenes in these TV shows. So what about that? Because that's what I really want to do.
I got my last two questions for you. You were at a WrestleMania. So from a fan's point of view, your favorite WrestleMania moment, and then from Edge's career point of view, Edge's favorite WrestleMania moment.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. Oh my gosh. Wow. Ooh. Wow.
See, I'm a real broadcaster.
Make sure you say
I'm a real
the right
broadcaster.
Answer. Just gonna tell the truth, that was Mark Henry Undertaker.
Boy, I mean, Mark, I love you. I love Taker, but when I think of the Hogan Andre body slam,
oh man!
And I think of where I was at in my fandom and how just wide open I was to feel that excitement, and then at WrestleMania 6 to be sitting there and literally feel everything that was happening when Hogan and Warrior were facing off. I mean, you can't explain to people outside of our industry what it makes you feel, right? We all know. And it's moments like that. And then when I, even in the industry, years later, and I'm on the show and I see Rock and Hogan facing off, and I feel and see that crowd, man, like that's what this whole thing is about. It's like when you can get a stadium of people on their feet reacting to a story that you're telling with your eyes, with your body, what a gift, it's just, to me, it's the ultimate form of entertainment. It really is. It always will be. From my own standpoint, I got a few things that stand out for me, the spear on Jeff and TLC. I mean, And then just to watch what all the other boys in the match were doing. I could sit there as a viewer, front row, while I was licking my wounds from a bump, and watch Bubba and Matt sail through all those tables and go, okay, we did it. And that sense of relief and that sense of accomplishment and that sense of, all right, guys, we wanted to steal this, and I feel like we just did it. There's nothing that you can try and put into words that explains that feeling. And then, running towards those ropes to spear Foley into those flames, it was like, what am I doing? I didn't think this through. But landing, and even though my arm is smoking, going, ah, okay, we did it. And that was twofold, because I was angry I wasn't in the main event. So I was like, I'm going to show everybody, and Mick's going to get a moment here. And that's what that felt like. So I think, and then, man, like, you're coming down to the ring in the main event last to face Undertaker for the World Heavyweight Championship with the streak on the line. You know, and now I fast forward, and I treat every WrestleMania like it's my last WrestleMania. I have to, because everyone could be. And I'm going to be going into the ring with a guy who I think is just uber talented, in a match that I love, that in a match that means something again. It means the end of something again, and I'm proud to be part of bringing that back too, you know, along with a lot of other people, don't get me wrong. It's just, I look at it now, and I appreciate and I soak in every nanosecond that I have of this, because I didn't have it for 9 years, and I got it again, and I know it's not for long, so I am just appreciating every aspect of it.
Nice.
Edge, two things I took out of that is you still have that ambition of follow this mentality, as well as you said that you got pissed that you weren't in the main event, that you felt like I deserved to be in that spot. Do you still feel that you deserve to be in that main spot? And do you still get pissed when you're not?
You know, part of me always thinks, I could, you can throw me in there, I got it. You know, but I also realize that there's guys that have to do that now. You know what I mean? And if, hey, you want to put me and Brian and Roman in there, got it. Okay. And we want to strap a rocket to Roman. Okay. I can get that job done along with Brian. Cool. We got it. And Roman will obviously do his thing too. But I understand that, you know, it's not always going to be that way. It just, by its very nature, by my age, by all of those things. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not hungry. That'll never go away. It doesn't mean that I'm not, every time I go out there, because I didn't have it for so long, I'm leaving everything out there. When I come out to that ring, I'd like to think our audience understands that guy is having the time of his life. He is living his best life, as they say, right? When I come out, I am throwing as much of the enjoyment that I'm having and the energy that I have at them, because I know if I do that, they're going to throw it back at me. And now we got this cool reciprocal communal kind of thing going on. And this is kind of off topic of your question, but I feel like now it's much more Adam out there. The veil has been pulled back, and I think our audience kind of understands that. So, hey, if you want to put me in the main event, I'm there. Damn right I'm there. But I also realize at this stage I'm more like the DH.
Okay.
I love it. And Edge, I want to really appreciate you taking the time. I know this is a busy weekend for you, but the fact that you came on with us, man, I wish you all the luck in the world. We'll be watching. The world will be watching. And thanks, as always, for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Love being on. You know that.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
I'm Jake Mintz.
And I'm George Schusterman, and we are the hosts of Baseball Barbercast.
We bring very bad news, though. MLB, it just was announced, will be shuttered forever, never to return again. April Fools! Gotcha!
Don't worry. Baseball's back, and so are we. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you can join us. Download the Baseball Barbercast on the SXM app, available with all of our trials and popular plans, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That's B-A-R-B-Cast.
You just got punked!
We got to get into this match that you're having with Grayson Waller because it's an unsanctioned match. And he's been able to do something that's pretty crazy in the fact that he's gotten into your head.
Has he, though?
Because how could he not?
He came
because
to your
of
house.
What he did in he front did. Of your family,
I know.
In front of your home.
Mm.
I mean, it's been a while since we've been able to see that. It's pretty crazy.
It is. But you mentioned Grayson Waller getting into my head. Look, I have a deep, dark history with unsanctioned matches in NXT.
True.
Yes, you do.
With a guy by the name of Tommaso Ciampa. And you want to talk about getting into someone's head, Tommaso Ciampa knows how to get in someone's head. And I said when I came back that Grayson Waller, the last guy to take me out, was Tommaso. So I kind of wanted to see what Grayson would do with that rub, so to say. And what did he do with it? Nothing. He did absolutely nothing. He had two chances at the NXT Championship, and he failed both times.
Wow.
Tommaso Ciampa went on to become one of the greatest NXT champions of all time after he took me out. So that's why I waited so long. I wanted to see what Grayson Waller would do with that moment. He did nothing.
So his time is up. You got to come and
now it's
straight.
Time to settle the score a bit.
Okay.
Do you think you're more? Are you more aggressive now as a father? Are the Papa Bear instincts kicking in, or have you softened because of your love for your son?
That's tough because obviously all the Bluey watching you'd think that would soften me up. But Bluey, a lot of people don't know. Hard nose show. A lot of hard hitting things on Bluey, guys. Trust me.
What's Bluey?
You know what Bluey is? Show.
Oh, come on. Bluey Ray, come on.
Bluey Ray.
Photoshop.
Yeah, someone Photoshop that. Photoshop, everyone get it going. I will say my protective instincts are a little deeper now. Obviously, you've seen my history in NXT with, you know, Austin and Indy. They say NXT is developmental. It developmentaled me to be a father. Now I'm a real father. And here I am. But, yeah, I will say...
What's your baby's name?
Quill.
Okay, so Quill has already had a TV moment.
He has, yeah.
I saw him reach for you when you... Quill's got more moments than a lot of people.
I know. Trust me. When that red light turns on, he can bang. He's ready to go.
But the protective instincts are here. You're ready to be more aggressive. Now you're fighting for a family, a real family, your blood. Yeah.
I am. And obviously, I will say, being a dad changes. I'm sure a lot of guys know. Being a dad changes the way you view things. It changes the way you view everything.
Yeah.
For a long time, 15, 17 years of my career, obviously there's Candace, but... Like, you're kind of just doing things for yourself. But now I'm doing things for my lasting legacy for my son.
Yep.
I'm doing things to set him up for the future. But also, I want him to be able to be very proud of his dad. And the lasting image of NXT, of Quill on NXT, is me laying in my front lawn down, Grayson Waller standing above me, and my son reaching for me. That's not the image I want him to remember. I want him to remember Johnny Gargano at Stand and Deliver, standing above Grayson Waller, while Grayson Waller is a beaten, maybe bloody mess laying in that ring.
Ooh. That's great.
Is your family going to be busted there open tomorrow afternoon?
Yes, Quill and Candice will be there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me. What did it feel like for you to come back to NXT? That moment,
yeah.
And we all work for moments, but I mean, that has been your national home. I mean, if there was any talent that was as associated with a brand, it was you there.
I get a lot of comparisons to you, obviously, yep. Tommy, with ECW, of my my run with NXT, how it my heart and soul yes. of NXT. So to be able to come back there, it was a moment that was in the works for a long time. Obviously, when I came back to WWE, that was always in the back of my mind. The moment Grayson Waller took me out, if things were to work out and I was going to come back to WWE, I knew that we would settle the score sometime, someplace, right place, right time. And to be able to come back in NXT and have that moment, hear that crowd, and have it be a complete 100% surprise. Say what you want about the Garganos. Garganos can keep a secret. No one knows when we're showing up anywhere. but yeah, to have that moment again really filled my heart with much joy. And it's an amazing thing. And I'm very excited for Stand and Deliver tomorrow to kind of get one more takeover event under my belt and wrap my story up the right way.
I was happy that then the next week you're also on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to be juggling both, or are you just...
As it stands right now, for me, tomorrow, Stand and Deliver, takeover... That's the end of Johnny Gargano's story in NXT. And it's going to end the right way by taking Grayson Waller out.
Nice.
Yeah.
And with regard to the main roster, to Monday Night Raw, Johnny, while you have been up there, what's the number one thing that you've learned the most or that has shocked you the most about being up there?
As you guys know, we've all been around this for a very, very long time. And I've been in the WWE system for over 7 years at this point, whether it be NXT or not. Nothing really shocks me anymore. Nothing really surprises me. It's just one of those things where you just need to be consistent on a weekly basis. As we talked about last time we did an interview, making the most out of the time you have, whatever that is, whatever you're given, whatever you got, you make the most out of it. You show up and you put heart, you put passion, you put drive into everything you do. And I think that is what carries over. When people see whether you have 3 minutes, you have 12 minutes, you have 15 minutes, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to leave it in that ring no matter what, because I love this. I care about this, and I want this to be great. I want no matter what I'm doing to be great. And I feel like if you're in the crowd, if you're an audience, and you see someone out there giving their all, you can't help but say, you know what, this guy genuinely cares. Yeah. Let's root him on.
Yeah. So, John, if you let's just, with that passion, let's say you show up to Raw one night. You look at the lineup. Your name is not there. Mm-hmm. How do you proceed with business? Do you just chalk it up to, I'm not on TV tonight? Or are you going and asking around, hey, how come I'm not on TV tonight? What can I do to get some TV time?
I'm always going to want to be better, no matter what. And you can say what you want about me, but one of the things that I have... going for me is I am the ultimate perfectionist, and I'm always going to want more. I believe if you got into, if you get into this business and you don't want a main event WrestleMania, you shouldn't be in this business. You always want more. You always want to be the top dog. So I'm always going to do whatever I can to be in that position. I know for guys like me, that isn't very likely.
You're going to go and ask for some TV time.
Yeah, guys like me, I am... Say what you want about being an underdog. I've accepted, and I know this because this has been my story for a very, very long time. I'm never going to be the guy you look at and say, that is my number one draft pick. That's not me. I know that already. But what I proved and what I have proven with NXT already, a lot of people may not remember this story, but I did an NXT tryout where I was told no. I was told there was no spot for me in NXT. I was told I would never be in NXT. And what did I do? Some years later, I took over that promotion. I became the face of that promotion. Through drive, work ethic, and a nonstop never-say-die attitude. I believe I have what it takes to do that on a bigger scale as well. I just know it's going to take a little bit more time, and I view myself as a long-game guy. I don't view myself as a guy that's going to show up day one and kick the door down and say, I'm in the main event. It's going to take time. It's going to take equity. It's going to take patience.
I think people forget that about Johnny, because you just associate him so much with NXT and the heights that he got there. But even when you and Tommaso were in NXT, you weren't in NXT.
We never had a contract.
Right. You were brought in as just guys.
Enhancement talent.
Right.
Yeah.
And then all of us, and people don't remember that.
Yeah.
Is that the history that you look to repeat where it's like, I don't remember a time where this guy wasn't the superstar of this promotion?
I think that's maybe the hard part for fans that know what I'm capable of.
Yeah.
Fans that have seen like the five-star matches and the big takeover matches. People want that Johnny now. Yeah. Because they've been along for the ride. But there's a lot of fans that haven't been along for the ride. A lot of fans, and I'm open to, like, a lot of fans don't know who I am yet. They're introduced to me for the first time. Some fans just watch Monday Night Raw, and they've never seen NXT before, and that's a very real thing. And it's something where it's going to take time. People always see the end result, and they want that, but it's going to take time, but that's what it works.
I look at you as one of those guys that get over because of how good you are in the ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you remember this tag team called the Rockers, Shawn Michaels stood out. Bret Hart, Jim Neidhart, Bret Hart, because he was the hardest worker, to steal what the Rock said, the hardest worker in the room. If you're out there like LA Knight, 45, you got to bump the hardest. You got to do it. And that's a big part of your getting over. Mm-hmm. And it's worked for a lot of WWE superstars. I said it before, Kofi Kingston, Daniel Bryan. You're in that mode because the fans love you, and as long as you continue to perform at that level, they're like, this is our guy.
Yeah.
And yeah. Because they can relate to you.
I think it's all about rewarding them for tuning in, too. They know if they tune in and they see a Johnny Gargano match, I am never going to give less than 110% for them because they deserve that.
Tommy said something really special there. He said that you were chosen by the fans. The fans love you. Like, my son was the one that turned me on to you. He's like,
Dad. I remember.
Yeah. He's like the heart and soul of wrestling. Like, I mean, there's nobody on the indies that get the reactions like he. And I wasn't watching the indies back then. But once I started and I saw you, like, I saw what it was that you were. Like, you are a true wrestler. Like, they always have these comparisons. Are you a wrestler or are you a sports entertainer? Like, you're the best of both. Like, you actually hover the line as being great in both, and everybody can't do that. Like, you know, you should take a lot of pride in
I pride myself on versatility. I think versatility is the best tool you can have in wrestling, to be able to weave in and out of any possible situation. I feel like that gives you such a different dynamic in wrestling, but also gives you a longevity where you can, you see, I always compare wrestling to a TV show. You know, you watch a TV show for so long, and if a character's the same way for a certain time, you get bored of that character. Sometimes you need to pivot, you need to transition, you need to show different things. And I always feel like I work best in the realm of a story. The reason I got to where I did in NXT wasn't just because the matches were so good. It was because the stories were so good.
Right, right.
There wouldn't be a Johnny Gargano if it wasn't for the DIY story. And I feel like that, obviously, telling stories is the essence of what we do.
Did that really grab the main roster of the WWE, that DIY, the story with Dexter Lumis? Is that probably what attracted them more than even what you were able to do in the squared circle?
I think that the story was...
Until they see him work.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's the definition of what we do. You tell a great story, and then at the end of that story, you have a match. And that match needs to live up to what that story was. And I think me and Tommaso, two guys who, again, were told that we would never be in NXT, we were able to tell that story and then have those matches that deliver.
All right, well, I want to thank you so much for being a part of this weekend for us. Congratulations on all the success, and good luck tomorrow with Grayson Waller in that unsanctioned match at Stand and Deliver. So thanks for giving us your time.
Thank you, guys. You know, anytime you guys need me, I'm here for you.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.